Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our friends and family from around the world on the Community of Faith. We're glad to have you here with us tonight. It's pretty cool to see how the list of nations is growing and developing as we see God continually take this signal around the world, wherever he wants it. And we're up now to 38 nations around the world who are streaming with us tonight. I want to encourage every one of you to do this tonight. Do it right now. Everybody just say this. I have the promise of my children to 1,000 generations. Point a finger right at the picture. Bless my children to 1,000 generations to walk with you. And now, Father, I bless everybody in the sound of my voice. Facebook, YouTube, Zoom, Blog Talk Radio, and anywhere else anybody may put this message in order to be able to listen to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive your hand of blessing in our lives so that tonight this word will come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, and that this word will bring life-transforming power, strength, might, dominion, and blessing to everyone who hears it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to bless these nations. Father, right now we bless these nations with us tonight. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Nigeria, Niger, Kenya, Ghana, New Zealand, Australia, Philippines, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Samoan Islands, New Guinea, India, Pakistan, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, France, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Germany, Sweden, Czech Republic, Estonia, Ukraine, Iraq, Iran, China, Russia, Oman, Vietnam, Portugal, Serbia, and Tunisia. These are the nations that, in one way or another, are listening to this program around the world. Any of you that are in those nations, we welcome you tonight. We're glad to have you. We declare the blessing of the Lord. And feel the Holy Spirit rising up inside of me. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will be with you and your family. Tisha Jones, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. We declare the eyes of your understanding be flooded with enlightenment so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the fellowship of his suffering, and what is your inheritance in the saints. Yours. You have an inheritance, and it belongs to you because you're a child of God. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. Amen. And according to Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, we have been made kings and priests unto our God, and we will reign in life with him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, here we go. We're going to make our opening confession. And then tonight, we are going to be studying the word that came out to us last night by the Holy Spirit. It's a pretty powerful word. And it just kept flowing and flowing. And so I encourage you tonight that stick around. It's worth hearing it. We're going to listen to it again. And it will be a blessing to you and to your family. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Did we get the right one? We're loading up. We're loading up. There we go. Rise together with me. And we'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who tonight bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today, in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, remember, Zoom is up if you are having trouble with Facebook. And I'll have YouTube live in a little bit. And we're always glad to have you join with us there. Let's begin tonight, like we do every time we come here, with our opening prayer. It's a prayer the Holy Spirit spoke to me as I was sitting down and preparing this time, these prayer times together, saying, lead us, Father, so we can say very specific words that have a very great impact into the realm of the Spirit. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God. As the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We speak all over the whole world. And now, a new slide in our prayer time. As Jesus said, we agree for the victory. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth, say it with me, I'm on earth. Concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them, in Jesus' mighty name. And now, the commanded blessing of unity. Kathy Angaroni's here. Everybody's faith will be increased now. Bless you, Kathy. Love you. Here we go. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. Like the dew of Hermon, descending on the mountains of Zion. For there, dwelling together in unity, the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. I don't want that one next. I want our verse of the month. Let's go to the theme of the year and then the verse of the month. This is the theme for this year. God began to talk to me about it back in the fall of 2021 and the year of faith, finances, and fun. So now this is our theme for this year. 2022, I am rewarding you. Say it right out loud. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee immediately. Just pause for a minute, lift your hands and say, Father, I ask for thee immediately in all of my prayers. In Jesus' mighty name. I know. Churchianity said good things come to those who wait. But Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. He didn't ask the blind man if he wanted to wait. He didn't ask the lame man if he wanted to wait. He didn't say to the lady that touched his garment, I'm sorry, you got to wait. He did say to the Syrophoenician woman, you have to wait. And she said, I'm not waiting. There's a covenant, and if I just get a few crumbs off that covenant, I'll be all right. And he said, you don't have to wait. And the centurion came and said, my son needs help. My servant needs help. And Jesus said, I'll go. You don't have to wait. Zacchaeus climbed a tree, and he said, hey, Zach, you don't have to wait. The rich young ruler said, what do I do? And he said, you don't have to wait. Sell it all. He didn't tell Peter, James, John, and Andrew that they had to wait. He said, come follow me. No, pretty much that wait doctrine is somebody that didn't get a miracle. And they just said, well, I guess we have to wait. Period of times in your life when you do have to wait. But I want you to see what that verse says. Verse 12. Behold, I am coming quickly. Sounds like that's our Father's response. I'm preaching and it's not even time to preach. Y'all still love me, please. And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his word. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. And now, our May verses of the month. God loves to reward his people. Everybody pause. Just get your act together and show up. Somebody's struggling getting here tonight. I saw me saying that in the realm of the spirit. God loves to reward his people, his family, openly. When we bless the needy, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. When praying to the Father, when you pray, go into your room, pray to your Father who's in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly in seasons of fasting. That says Jesus. Do not make an appearance to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Looks like Father wants to reward us openly. As we often say, why did our Father tell Holy Spirit to write these verses in the Word specifically? Who sees in secret will reward you openly. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's do our January verses of the month and we'll get ourselves caught up. Ready? I am your exceeding great reward. Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. February, I am performing the exceedingly. Take your focus off of just the naturally. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The March verse of the month. Our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. Proverbs 24:14. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward. Your hope and your expectation will not be cut off. And now, April's verse of the month. There's great reward in walking in the word, Psalm 19:11. Moreover, by the word, your servant is warned, and in keeping the word, there is great reward. 2022, I am rewarding you. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee exceedingly. Don't you just love how God leads this group of people? I love how we function here, guys. I hope you see it. If you don't see it, make sure you send me an email and say, Pastor, help me see it. Because I want to make sure, no matter how well I feel like I've communicated it to you, it doesn't matter. If you don't understand me, make sure that you communicate with me and tell me. Just say, Patch, can you please explain that to me? And we'll do it. Here we go. And your question will cause me to come here and bring great balance to the body. Ephesians chapter 1, unity in the body of Christ. Now pause for a minute, Father. We speak unity into the international network of prayer and faith and every believer's life that is adding their faith to it and drawing faith from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we add our faith to their faith, and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the body of Christ is strengthened all over the world, all around the world, top to the bottom and all the way around the middle, in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Say it. He's talking about me. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And that's going to cause your lowliness and gentleness to be tested. Because some people don't want to live in peace. Verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one, say it, I am one. Want to say it with me? He's talking about me. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Just lift your hands right now and just say, I receive the measure of the grace of God that you have given to me for my life and my family, in Jesus' mighty name. And now, the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ functioning together. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles. They still exist. Prophets, God bless them. Evangelists, God bless them. Pastors, bless the pastors. And teachers, God bless the teachers. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Take the we out and make it personal. Say it with me. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Kathy Marie Angaroni, why does the Bible say, what does it say about cremation? Yeah, we'll answer that question tonight. That's an easy one. Where are we at? Oh, here. Here we go. Oh, I love this group of people. I love this body of believers, this ecclesia, this governing body of authority. I come on, kick it. Here we go. So that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, we will grow up in all things into him who is the head, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And then our final statement on this chapter, I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. Brother Dan and Sister Gwen, God bless you guys. Good to have you with us tonight, guys. Here we go. Now let's turn our eyes to America. Whoops, we're supposed to do this one first. Right now, we declare revival in the executive branch. Say it with me. Revival in the judicial branch. Revival in the legislative branch. May there be revival in our politics, in our business, in religion, in the universities, in our schoolhouses. In the mighty name of Jesus, we join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation. And we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. As we the people, united, we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Right out of the Declaration of Independence. And then, here we go. The Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, our prayer against the isms. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed, that's you and me, and do my prophets no harm. Quotation mark. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles or our rifles. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you, isms, now. Every pit you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately from the top down. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemies will not invade our land. There will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, let's do this. See if that works. There we go. Welcome, 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 all y'all, welcome. Good to have you here with us tonight. You might say, wow, Pastor, what's all that you guys are saying? Well, what it is a prayer confession that God's given us to say. Now, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, it says that the angels hearken to the voice of God's word. When we speak God's word, the angels grab it and run through the eternities to bring it to pass. And that's what all of those are verses of scripture. And then they're prayers that the Holy Spirit has given to us to pray here in this ministry so that we can make a difference in this day. I'm going to tell you right now, thank God for the great generation that went and fought communism on the shores of France and Germany and England. And you better quit talking about the great generation. And you and I got to figure out how to be the great generation today in our world right now. Because if we're not the great generation in 2022, their work will have been of no value, because we'll drop the ball. And they believe they're entrenched. That is why I do not back down in what I'm saying about America and the body of Christ. And every one of these verses of scriptures you see in there, we're saying the same ones every time. If somebody doesn't grab a set of verses and then hold on to it and say, no matter what, we're going to see this come to pass, this nation will be gone, and it'll be because the church didn't organize and do something united. It won't be on my watch. I've spoken that Gettysburg Address prayer since about 2009, 2008, somewhere in there. Spoke it every time I went to church. Spoke it every time I given an opportunity. Spoke it on my daily program with Blog Talk Radio. Speak it here every day. Why? If you and I are standing in that statement with Abraham Lincoln declaring, it is my duty right here, right now, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work that the fallen, they're already gone. Their blood is crying out from the ground saying, stand up and do something. And we say it right now. I declare over every wicked person trying to destroy the Supreme Court. May the destruction that you are pouring out on this great nation be poured out in your own life. I want God to have mercy on you. But I got this to tell you. The seeds you're sowing, you're reaping them. And it's coming back on you. Turn from your wicked ways and change. But we do not relent. We do not back off. We say it. Protect the Supreme Court by the angels of Almighty God. Protect every justice's home. May these wicked mobs coming out to their homes, may they not get there. May their vehicles fail and their health fail and whatever else. All right, it's not my place to tell God what to do. I take those words back. I'm not a witch. Father, stop this enemy in their tracks. Do not let them get there. And may our House and Senate stand up and say, protest is welcome, not at somebody's house. We speak it done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May our veterans, may the special forces guys stand up and gather the citizens together in unity and train us and teach us, and we teach them righteousness, and we stand on the word of God. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. We're God's governing body of authority on this earth. And we stand and say, no, you don't destroy this nation, whose God is the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 YouTube is now live. Now, Roger Oxley, your grandparents were married for 75 years. Well, that's awesome. Adam and Eve have been married now for 7,000 years. How do you like that? Rebecca, welcome to see you, man. This question come to us tonight during our prayer time. And I like this question because it really helps us do some digging. But what does the Bible say about cremation? Does it say that if you're cremated, you can't go up with God? And that's been a battle that the church has been trying to wage back and forth. And, you know, it split the church and drawn us together and split us and drawn us together. And let's just grab a verse of scripture for all of you that are verseteers. Welcome. Glad to have you with us tonight. Thank you for your help as you continually are helping us. In all we do. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 33. Nope. Hebrews 11, 32. And verse 40, 32 to 40. While I received your message about you, too. All right, here we go. Everybody pause just a minute here. I was going to do this every night. I forgot to get it done. So I'll do it now. There we go. One more. Roger's comment reminded me that I was going to do this. I just need a couple more folks. Help us get this mission accomplished. Almost there. Hebrews chapter 11. Val made a phone call here. There you go. Now it's in every place where you might need to see it so that you can be a part of it in Jesus' name. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. What's the Bible say about cremation? What more shall we say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. That's what faith does. Subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Look at this. Quenched the violence of fire. Three Hebrew children were in the fiery furnace, but came out, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of mockings and scourgings, chains and imprisonments. Look at this. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They were burned at the stake. Wycliffe and the translators of the Bible were burned at the stake. Now, there ain't no way in God's green earth that he's going to say to those men that translated this Bible and then was burned at the stake for it, that God's going to look at them and say, no, you don't get entrance into heaven. All this is a bunch of religious people arguing over something because they don't know how to go win the lost, and they're just arguing. They wandered about in sheepskins, sins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Now, the reason why I say this is this isn't a doctrine that should divide the church, and yet it has. If you've never been on this side of the camera and dealt with other pastors, this is a very, very, very serious issue with some people. And somewhere here, I didn't realize it was going to take me to this many verses. There's another set of verses that says that we go from ashes to ashes. Let me see if I can put the word dust in there. Somebody know where that verse is? Let me find that verse. Isn't that something? Genesis. Genesis is Abraham and Job. Repent in dust and ashes. And Ezekiel. Well, I'm missing it. There's another verse that says that you are returned to the dust from which you came. I was in Hebrews chapter 11, and that's verses 32 through 40 is where I was at. Thank you, Rebecca. Hebrews 11, 32 through 40. Now, here's my deal. So that means that all of our brave warriors, because really this is just a very simple answer. And anybody that ever has a problem and is ever dealing with you and trying to argue, the problem is people want to argue about it and just don't argue. Don't argue over words. But think of it. That means that any of our warriors who ever were in a distant land and they got caught in a fire in a house or died or whatever, and they were burnt, that God would look at them and say, well, I know you were valiant. You were a mighty warrior. You died for your faith. You died for your nation, but nope, you go to hell. See, that doesn't even make sense. And your body's in a casket, but you're not in some nations. They dig a hole and bury it. And, you know, in America, there's nothing wrong with being civilized and having a casket and everything, but there's nothing wrong with being cremated. There's no verse in the Bible that says thou shalt not. Well, now, if you're gonna cremate your loved one, is that what it is? Thank you, Rebecca. Ecclesiastes 3:20. I was thinking that it was Ecclesiastes. I didn't realize dust thou art, to dust thou do return. Yeah, that's what that is. It's just, it's a ridiculous thing to argue about something. Thank you. You did, Rebecca. That's awesome. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and all return to the dust. That's the verse I was looking for. So, you know, what I think is amazing is that when Jesus comes back to get us, all these people that have taken their ashes up in an airplane and dumped them out, they're all going to be collected and gathered back together. And people who have had their loved ones cremated and everybody got a little urn, and they're going to be in 15 different houses or somewhere. I mean, I saw it with people that in the biker world, that one of their brothers that rode with them all the time, he crossed over the other side and they had him cremated, and everybody had a little, you know, stainless steel vial of their buddy, and they're all riding right on the bike with them on 15 different bikes. No, there's no doctrine there. God knows this. It doesn't matter how you died or where you were when you died. When trumpet toots, you're going to scoot. It ain't about this body. This is just your earth suit. When this falls apart, God doesn't care about it. He's gonna restore it to life, and your body's going to meet you in the air if you go for the rapture. But God's concerned about you, the spirit, man. And, yeah, that's cool, Pat. And I appreciate you bringing it, Kathy, because that helps give other people a revelation about some of these things. Some of you may not even know there was a huge battle in the church. Hey, Vic Davis is with us. That's awesome. Love you, Vic. Pray for you often, man. God, you and your family blessed in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, that was a huge battle in the church about cremation about 7 years ago. Man, I had people calling me from all over the place saying, what about this, Pastor? I'm like, would you just quit arguing over words? My goodness sakes alive. What difference does it make? You're not in there. Your spirit, man, is not going to be cremated. The moment you close your eyes here and you cease to exist in this body, you're either going to go to glory to be with the Father, and you're going to go to eternal damnation. And so the last thing you'll be worried about is that body. God will raise it up on the day that everybody's going to be judged. Everybody will be in their body and will be judged, standing before either the judgment seat of Christ or the judgment seat of God. But God doesn't care. Now, that was a good question. Thought I saw one more simple question there. I want everybody to realize that your questions are important here. And when you ask them, it will help other people grow and develop in God. If you're asking a question out of strife and division, well, then your heart's wrong. But if you're asking a question because you want to know the truth, that's what we want you to know. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I sent you an email, a text, and a message. Well, if you didn't get a response back from me on it, then it didn't get to me. If it did, I didn't see it. If you did get a response back and you didn't understand it, then you got to say, hey, Pastor, I didn't understand what you were trying to say to me. We only have one goal here, and that is to help every single one of us stand up and be the most powerful force that anybody's ever seen in your community, because God wants to use you right there to bless your friends, your family, your loved ones, and that community where you are at in Jesus' mighty name. Genesis 3:19. Excuse me. In the sweat of your face, you shall eat until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Amen. Thank you, Phyllis. And thank you, Sister Rebecca. Appreciate your help there. Some people say that a burial plot is the only way to honor a person in death. Brothers discussed with him his funeral is expensive for a grave. Well, but I know people that down in Kentucky that they set the old boy up in the chair for a couple of days and fastened him to the chair and then took him out in the backyard and buried him. Just depends on what your rules and regulation are in your community. All right, we got to move on because that is not our subject tonight. Now, what I want to do is I want to play for us again the word that God gave us last night. And I want you to write some questions down this time as we're going through it. Now, look. I have my empty page right here. I have my pen. I'm going to write questions now. I'm not just saying it for you to do. I want you to take notes on this word because God was speaking loud and clear to us last night as he gave us this word. And so what is it going to do for us? It's going to cause us to grow and to be developed in God, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm going to share it. I'm going to put it up on the screen so you can see it while it's coming out. You're going to be able to hear it on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Take some notes. And then let's ask some questions when we get done and grow in God from this word that came to us by the Spirit of Almighty God last night. Now, let's go here. We'll stretch this up here like this. And go down here like this. Not know why you do that. That's like that. I'm going to share the screen number two. You should be seeing the screen show up now. And turn the volume up. Thanks. Stay together for a minute. Father, right now, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise for what you're doing in our lives right now. We worship you. Matter of fact, let's just sing that song. Jesus. deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Father, we worship you tonight. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. Have your way right here, right now, tonight, in what we're doing, in this session, this time of ministry, of establishing our faith in the things of God. Wow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray together in the Holy Spirit. Andre Nanda Shinemule, Ananembata, Anarebusi, Tirikabadi Vandula, Endari Basundeka, Onde Basabadaliba, Andrandustinikindi, Ande Basunde di Karedasha, Ando Kola Mande de, Endo Rasanda, Lamada, Ede Basikite, Amadanunde. Endo sole radiveda anda banenona suki in a mande nana mashika ando la sana mandaki in a manaka umbra nana sibede ando la bose ende la masse ne minni kiribada badandusha. If you don't pray in the Holy Spirit language, I encourage you to right now say, Holy Spirit, fill me. If you've already prayed that prayer, you're already filled, then say, out of my belly flows the rivers of living water. Right now, I put words to them. You open your mouth and get to speak the words that are coming. It ain't going to happen. He's not going to put it on you and force you. You got to open your mouth and let it flow. In a most in the kind of a novelist in the cup. And the busting in the dukidi, done a nashana random macabre. Bonde labada zibene, andra nasundeka, endo la sonamon de debilika, ambande brosidava, endando la bambanaki, en anando edibaduka, ananashikele, endo rondumbeni, vane makar. Now, I'm getting ready to speak a word. I want you to be very alert. I want you to say this, Father, speak to me right now.
To me right
I now. Receive from the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. This isn't focused at anyone. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to all of us. It'll mean something a little different for every one of you. I have chosen you. I ordained you. I called you. I said, many are called, but few are chosen. That has to do with, I am not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
All of it.
That's my design. That's my predestination. Your discovery of this and your stewardship of entering in is where you grab a hold of this word that I have given you, and you begin to make it your own. You grow and develop in this body of believers where I have placed you. You bring your gifts, your talents, your abilities. You begin to see and understand where you fit in this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, this body of Christ, this governing body of authority, and the anointing grows and develops and is established in you. It's not the laying on of hands, although you'll do it. It's not the teaching of the word from one person, although it'll happen. It is you and your desire to become a greater person than who you are and come up to the next level in me. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Will you leave me and forsake me, says the Lord? Will you enter in and grow deeper and grow stronger and let your mind and heart and spirit open up of God? I am your God. I will never leave you. I don't bring the fire. The enemy does, but you will not be burned. I don't bring the flood. The enemy does, but it will not overflow you. I don't bring the sickness. The enemy does, but it cannot even stay a minute on you. I don't bring you weakness. I am your strength. I don't bring you fear. I gave you Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. I don't have darkness. I am light, saith the Lord. I have brought you into this kingdom. I have placed you here. I have answers. I have victories. I have amazing revelations of the wonder of who I am right here, right now for you. Reach out. Receive it. Take it. Grow it. Develop it. I am your God. I will be your God. There is nothing that anyone can do that takes you from my hand. Come closer. Become a friend with me like Abraham did by his life of consecration and dedication and commitment to hear my voice and do what I do and say what I say. I am the one and living way. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. Open up your hands and receive from me every reward that I bring to thee. My hand is upon you. My word is too. My strength is within you. And it will bring many, not a few. My word is all powerful, above every name. I am the one, always the same. Woo! Don't you just love it when God speaks to us? I am your answer. I am your friend. I am your God. And I am your dad. You are my children. And you are my temple. You walk with me. And I walk with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's just lift our hands and worship the Lord for a minute. Father, we thank you for that awesome word. Thank you that you are alive and well. You're moving, you're working, you're strong, you're mighty. Thank you, Father, that you're inside of us. You're not in, your throne is in heaven, but by the Spirit you live on the inside. And you're not trying to force something on us head down. You're trying to get something out of us from the inside out.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We lift up your name and your word in our midst right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. Here it comes again. You ready? Let's listen. Listen to the word of God. My wisdom is deep. It's beyond finding out. In the natural, you will wonder. You'll come in and you'll go out. You will wonder. You will say, will I ever see the light? You will wonder. You will say, I can see it. It's a great might. It's my word and it's my spirit living inside of you. It's my hand of blessing that you need every day with you. It's my ways, not your ways. It's my will, not yours. My plan, it is perfect. It is for every woman and man. It's my ways, and they are perfect. They're not beyond you finding out, but you have to come to my way and do it without a doubt. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. I have led you. I am leading you every night and every day. This isn't religion. This isn't church. This is the true and living way. This is my answer you've been seeking. You're looking for the spectacular. I am showing you my word and my ways in the practical. I have an answer. It rests within you. It's in my word. It's in my way. That answer I have given to you every night and every day.
Wow.
I am leading you in a way no man could ever do. I am showing you the revelations. It's not up to him or you. I have given you that great wisdom. Give the glory just to me. I have given you the opportunity to go from sea to shining sea. I am your God. I am your answer every night and every day. Walk with me. Dwell with me. You'll see you're in the way. And then you'll know as you walk so close that there's nothing that ever, that there's nothing to draw you away because you're walking every day in the true and living way. I have loved you.
Come on, Jesus.
Before the foundations, before the earth ever was, I have loved you with a love that's from the Father up above. That's only from the Father up above. My way is perfect. My way is right. My way is the truth, day and night. There is never another day when you have to go another way. You will see exactly how to make it work and be in the way. It's my way, and it is a highway. It's a highway of love and faith.
My, my, my.
It's the highway of holiness with my righteousness to live it out. Oh, it's a highway.
Wow.
And there's many that are running on it strong. It's a highway. I love this. It's forever, all the way to eternity long. It's a highway. It's smooth. It's flowing. You don't have to worry there. It's a highway. Resist the enemy, and you'll always be right there.
My.
Wow. It's my way. It's a highway. It's called the highway of holiness, not about your food, your holiday, or your dress. It's holiness. It's you, consecrated all to me. It's holiness. It is purity. It's my righteousness. And you can see how I love you and I care for you. And I'm always there for you. It's the highway. It's called holiness. It's not a church. It's me and you. I am leading you in a way. You will see it in a day. Just rejoice and receive it and celebrate my plan. Rejoice and receive it. Be strong. Take a stand. Rejoice and receive it. Share with anyone who will hear your voice. Just rejoice and receive it. It's their will and it's their choice. Always, always, always walk with me. And those you love will begin to see that it's my way. It's called the highway of holiness. And it will lead you in my paths of righteousness. They will see it. They are seeing it. They can't help but see it in you. They will see it. They are seeing it. It's my word alive in you.
My.
Don't close the door. Don't stop the flow. Don't run here and then go. It's my ways. Learn to gather in it. Learn to function in it. And it will cause you to stand. It will cause some things to happen that now you don't understand. It will cause your life to transform into what I've made you to be. I'm the one that called you. I'm the one. Can't you see?
My.
Shonde kambandava lista kembra nusti kavalavasita. Amen. I agree. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. It's my flow, says the Father. It's my ways you have to see. It's not your eyes or your ears, but my spirit living in thee. If you've asked me, I am there. I will never leave you alone. Since you've asked me, I have filled you. Now drive out that you're just alone. It's my ways. They're already inside you.
That's amazing.
When you said, Lord, forgive my sin, it's my ways. They're already inside you. When you said, Holy Spirit, come in, it's my ways. They're already inside you. Every day you look to me. It's my ways. They're already inside you. Aren't you glad that you now see? Woo! It's my ways. They're already inside of you. Just keep looking to my plan. It is perfect. It is holy. And it is not from a man. It's my ways. When you
It's my ways. When you stand and say, which way do I go? It will come from deep within. And it is then that you will know that voice that says within you, this is it. Walk right there. You might not hear it in your ears, but it will always be right there. It's my ways. They're within you. Because you study and you stay inside my word. It's my ways. Because you're willing to open up and then say, I have heard the plan that comes from heaven. It's amazing. It just keeps flowing. It's the plan that comes from heaven that is causing you to stand. It's my plan. Just get in it. And they'll say, you're a faithful man, a woman of God of righteousness. You're walking with me each day. It's my plan. And they will see it. And they will say, I want to walk this way. It's my plan. And it's within you every night and every day. It's my plan. And you can see it. It's greater every day. It's my plan, and you receive it. It makes everything change today. It's my plan. It's not from man. It comes straight from my holy word. It's my plan, and it is free as a flying, soaring bird. I can see the picture of everything below. Because it's my plan, it comes from heaven. You will see and you will know. Wow. If you're not amazed, start being amazed now. I'm amazed. It's my plan. I will not waver. It's my plan. I'm still the same. It's my plan. Says the Father,
wow,
who is leading you today. It is my plan. It's my way. And I'm causing you to stand. It's my plan, and it's my way. You'll see it all across this land. It's my plan. Rejoice each day in it. It's my plan. It's not from man. It's my plan. I want you in it, running as hard as you can. You might say right now, there's no way he can say all these words like this. It's my plan. I'm the one that's moving through his lips. That's amazing. It's my plan. Just surrender to it and watch me change your world. It's my plan. This is what you've been seeking.
Yeah.
Since you was a little girl.
Wow.
It's my plan. You've been speaking it, telling me you don't think you see. It's my plan. And right here tonight, I am showing you that I see you and you see me. It's my plan. Just walk in it and you will know each night and day. It's my plan that I have given you for every night and every day. You remember way back, guys, when we were on the noon prayer, I would tell you that I could see Jesus standing on the side of a mountain with that big megaphone. But the megaphone was a picture of how forceful he was broadcasting. And I remember I could tell you I could feel the wind of God. And he's standing there. I can see it again tonight. He's standing there saying, I am coming quickly. Tell them every night and day. I am coming quickly. Tell them every single way. I am coming quickly. And I want my children with me. I am coming quickly. My, what a night. It's my way. It's light and easy. I am coming quickly. Give them my word. Give them my plan. I am coming quickly. Not in the religion of a man. I am coming quickly. Let me be inside of you exactly what I've showed you. It is of me and not of you. It's my plan. I'm coming quickly. If you listen, you will hear. I am saying it every day, everywhere, in every ear.
Wow.
I am coming quickly.
Wow.
Tell everyone you see, I am coming quickly. And they want to be right with me. I am coming quickly.
Wow.
I want every girl and boy. I am coming quickly. Shakambandala, what's that word? I am coming quickly. You will work. You're in my employ. Woo, Jesus. I am coming quickly. Tell them everywhere, every land. I am coming quickly for every woman, child, and man. I am coming quickly, and my reward is in your hand. I am coming quickly. You must understand. It's not a religion. It's not a man. It's not the ways that man can be. It's my ways found in my word. You must open it so you can see. It's my way. It's my plan. And I'm causing you to stand. It's my way that will deliver you every night and every day. No matter how religious you have been in your past, this is amazing. No matter how confused it may have come and you thought would last. It's religion. Let it go. Walk in my word every day. Hear my servant. Hear the message. Grab it and learn to say, I am doing it. I am doing it. Not just hearing it every day. It's my plan. It is within you. Get the rest of the junk out of the way. Drop the pain and drop the fear. Drop the change and drop the sneer. Wow. Jesus. Drop it all. Cut it loose. Break the bands with my mighty name. It's my plan and it's within you and it's causing you to stand. Wow. It's my plan. I'm functioning in you every night and every day.
Wow.
You might be saying right now, Pastor, how in the world do you think this is God? Because there ain't no way I can say all that stuff like that. You try it. It's straight out of the Holy Spirit. We give you, just lift your hands to him for a minute. Father, I give you glory.
Give you glory. Give you honor.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve it.
And the honor, it's your plan. And we will find it. Because we are diligent to chase after you. who have promised to reward us because we diligently seek you. My goodness sakes, Allah. It's filled with amazing power. It's my glory. Let me reward you.
Wow.
Stop resisting my reward and blessing. It's my blessing for my children. It's for you. Every day, religion is who taught you that you can't be blessed like this and say, the blessing of the Lord, it makes me rich every day. It's religion that made you feel like you was greedy or filled with fame. It's religion that takes you away from the glory of my name.
My goodness.
It's my presence that filled that temple that Solomon built for me. It's my glory that brought the abundance so he could build it and all men could see the glory of my presence in the building, in the plan, the glory of my presence where the priest could not even stand. It's the glory of my presence. It is in you every day. It's the glory of my presence. You will see it. And you will say, oh, how limited I have made you.
Wow.
With my thoughts and dreams and plans.
Wow.
I now see it. It's your presence.
Wow.
And it's in my life, my hands,
to reach
out and receive it and enjoy it every day. It's your yoke, and it is easy. It's my yoke, and it is easy. If you will only learn to say, his yoke is easy, his burden is light, I'll not be afraid, not day or night. I will walk in the paths of righteousness.
Ooh, glory be to God.
And see my Father every day comes from within, and it brings joy along my way. Oh, it's the glory. It's the glory. It's the glory of the Lord. It's his glory working in you every night and every day. It's his glory, and he's showing it to you right here. Right now and today. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the glory of your love. We thank you, Heavenly Father, you are working from above. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the glory that lives in me. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the glory that we see. Bless, Father, isn't that something? It just is flowing. Father, bless our brothers and our sisters who are here with us today. Bless our brothers and our sisters who are in the narrow way. It's amazing. Bless our brothers and our sisters all around the world tonight. Bless our brothers and our to walk without fear or fright. Bless our brothers and our sisters who are persecuted now. Bless them, Holy Spirit, with the power and, wow, it's that word, Jesus. Bless our brothers and our sisters, oh, who are worshiping you now. Bless our brothers and our sisters all around this world today. May this flow that we're flowing in go to everyone's plan. It's in his book. It's in his way. It's in his presence. And this flow, not just be in me, but be in everyone who hears these words and sees the way, it's your plan. And we choose it every night and every day. My goodness sakes alone. Glory, 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 glory. There it comes again. Shinda kula masanika. Enana jisunika. If you could just see every group that's just like you, if you could just see everything I am trying, no, that's a human word. If you could just see what I'm established and I'm doing, you would see that all across this world, there are men and women tonight who I've gathered together in faith with the word and with my might. They are gathered in my name. They're not seeking worldly fame. They have gathered in my name so that their life will never be the same. They have gathered together in my name. They are standing strong today. They have gathered in my name. And they're bringing the gospel way. They have gathered here and there, near and far, many and few. They've gathered because they're listening to exactly what I said to do. They're gathering in my name. I have called you to unite. They are gathering in my name. Say it boldly. Every night, all across this world, you're standing in that commanded blessing from me. It's because you stand together in the spirit of unity. It's my name. It's my blessing. I'm causing you to stand. Your faith and your agreement is gone all across this land. It won't be long, and you will see just exactly. Oh, the glee that comes from being faithful to my word and to my plan. You will see it. You will know it. You will soon understand. Oh, be faithful. Oh, be solid. Oh, be stable in my plan. Don't ever listen to someone mocking. What's their voice to my plan? They're a mocker. Speak my name. Some will change. And some will stay the same. It's not your place to make them change. It's my place for you to speak my name. Phew. All across this world. All around this world. Everywhere my name is spoken. Every boy and girl. I'm doing it. I am causing all of you to stand. It's my way. It's my blessing. And it's my glory. And it's my plan. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's just seal it with the Holy Spirit prayer. We receive it, Jesus. Just say it. You tell him. We receive it. Tell him I receive the Holy Spirit language flowing out of me right now. Oh, my. Let's sing this song together. You guys know it. We know it. Let's sing it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In the mighty name. Whew. Feel that anointing? Man, that's just flowing. Ananesica. Ain't no must in it. Put your hands and say, I receive it. Ain't no undica. Umbende shulanakida. Eteronde sinkata. Enema. You say, I receive the strength in my body. I receive the strength in my spirit. I receive the strength in my mind, my will, my understanding. I receive it, Jesus. I receive it. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Umde shangala manavisa. Enanundaka. Eda bastondila. Endrani sonde shiklamada. Ende babada bando. Undre sandele moka. Ando mbabada lesen in inkita. Ende andrende stika pavalande de. One and only. Shidi abo du kudimo no renanba. Ende name of the kulaba. Ando dubidi vastaka. Endron dustonika. Ende buliba. I receive it. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Now, just receive tonight from heaven is great and awesome, my man. I'm just telling you right now, that is a flow. It's not in stop, it's in go. Whew. I know, some of you are like, Pastor, how in the world do you do that? No. It's not how in the world you do it. It ain't in this world. It's learning to surrender to that plan of God in your life. It's saying, here, my Lord, use me every day and every night. Woo! My. Somebody ought to shout a big amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no like you. I see this right now in the spirit. I see some of you are standing. I see some of you are seated. Some of you are kneeling. Whatever it is you see, do it. Now, this is a very interesting situation. Because in the late 90s, in the early 2000s, Brother Hagin had mighty, amazing, miraculous meetings where people would fall out under the power. They would laugh. The whole sections would all fall out at the same time. And it seems mysterious if you look at it and you see it. But in this flow tonight, I keep seeing in my mind, or not in my mind, in my spirit. You don't ever see it in your mind. You see it in your spirit. It just helps you articulate what you see in your spirit. I keep seeing that those same miraculous outflows, experiences of the Holy Spirit, like he saw in that Colosseum that he built for that purpose. Those same kind of miraculous experiences are going to be happening in homes all over the world as we minister. Some of you may break out in laughter and just sit in your couch, lay on the floor and just laugh. Some of you may sit there and weep. I've seen services like that. Some of you may just get up and just dance ferociously, just dance. You just feel like dancing. Just get up and dance and dance and dance and dance. I've seen it. I've been there, done it. But what's interesting that I can see tonight, I'm articulating what I've been seeing for a while, is that Brother Hagin had it in a building so that all the world would be able to see it. You can go to YouTube today and search it up and be able to see it. And at first you'd be like, wow, that's just weird. If you fine-tune your mind out, religious indoctrination out, and then stick with the book of Acts, you'll be like, oh, Jesus, let me see that where I'm at. And you and I are going to see it right here in our homes. Now listen to this. And then, without you coercing people, begging them, sending a big invitation, all of you come to my house, people are going to show up at your house. And because you live in the Spirit, that manifest glory is going to come in your house, and you're going to have one of those sessions right in your house. I've seen it. I've seen it. Oh, Jesus, I didn't want to see that. Wow. Well, I have to say it. Don't mock it. Please do not mock it. David's wife, Micah, Michael, or whatever her name was, Saul's daughter, saw David dancing before the Lord in public where everybody could see him. She mocked him. And she was barren her whole life, unable to bear fruit of her body. Don't mock it. Don't mock it. Learn to shut off the religious, shut off the natural mind, and say, Father, I open up my spirit to see what this flow is. Huh. Isn't this interesting?
All right. Well, that
wow
is all we're going to go, although look at what time it is. Now, let's do this. Because, get everything back in the right place here. Somebody ask a question. Make a comment. You can come into Zoom if you have a question you'd like to make, or make a comment, or let's meditate in this a little bit. I mean, when you put that down into a simple title for the whole program, it's my plan is what I titled it. It's my plan, and you are my man and woman. That's what I titled it on YouTube. But I really want to hear from what you guys have to say, because as we grow in this and are developed in the things of the Spirit like this, you will see this same flow begin to happen in you. And a lot of times, when it first begins to flow through it like that, it'll cause like huge waves of emotion, and you might cry. You might weep. I've seen people weep because they were just in awe that God had just used him in a manner like this. And that's fine, because, I mean, just sitting here tonight listening again under the anointing of teaching and training that is on this ministry. I don't talk like that. I said phrases and words I would never put together. That's just the flow of the Holy Spirit. And that's the power of learning to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what it's all about. Is on the inside of you, you learn to shut off your mind and get in your spirit and let, you know, your spirit man open up, and then you let him begin to flow and use your lips. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, look at you. You know, you've been at this a long time. You're skilled at that. No, it's not about that. It's just anybody who learns to let the Holy Spirit flow through them like this, you'll be able to do it. Because it's not you. You could tell the parts of it that was me. Because my mind was screaming in the background and I stuttered over some words. There's no stutter to that. It's a flow of the Holy Spirit. And it's a powerful flow. Here, I'm going to put that link here again. So that it's available for
you. God was speaking loud and clear to us.
There you go. All right, anybody got a comment? Let's read it in the Bible. And I want to make another statement about the prayer language of the Spirit. Because I don't want us, I will never stop telling you, my kingdom is not here, it's in heaven. Jesus actually said, Roger, that the kingdom is within you. Jesus said, don't say kingdom is here or there, the kingdom is within you. When we pray the prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the kingdom has already come to the earth. Jesus did that. But the kingdom doesn't come by observation. The kingdom is within you. It's what Jesus said. I don't remember the exact reference of that. I think it's Luke or something. But we can find that. You know, Jesus, well, he also said, my kingdom is not of this world. But the kingdom of God is in you. It's righteousness, joy, and peace. And the Holy Spirit, well, that's inside of you. That's the dominion, that's the power, that's the might, that's the authority. Well, where does that come from? That comes from God Almighty by the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. This kingdom isn't here. God the Father said, I'm going to make you my temple, and I'm going to make you holy so you can be my temple. And then he said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. And he said, I will be to you a father, and you will be to me a children. So in this kingdom, we're not only kings and priests, we're sons and daughters. Woo! Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Acts chapter 2. Let's look at this. 11 through 18. Acts chapter 2, 11 through 18. Watch this. Yeah, well, and I don't think it's about right or wrong, Roger. I think it's just about growing in understanding. That's Because you're right, the kingdom is in heaven. And yet Jesus said the kingdom is within you. Now, get everything where it's supposed to be here. Acts chapter 2, look at this. Jesus. Verse 11 through 18. Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. They were all speaking actual language, but some of them were speaking actual languages. And everybody could hear them. All right. Thank you, Mary. And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what could this be? They all heard the sound. Can you imagine the sound that happened on this earth when God poured out the Holy Spirit on the whole earth, making it available for anybody, anywhere on the globe, in the universe, to be able to receive the Holy Spirit at any time? That was the sound of a rushing mighty wind as it filled this envelope, filled this, the atmosphere of this earth. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Others mocking said, they're full of new wine. Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to the men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. These are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. This shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. The Holy Spirit is poured out on how much flesh? On all flesh. The Holy Spirit has been poured out on all the flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Lord Jesus. Everybody just pause for a second here. Reached up and did the wrong thing. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. On my men servants, on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Well, that's what was going on last night when I was doing that. Not prophecy because I'm a prophet. The gift of prophecy that comes by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. All right, that's a good question, Mary. That's the kind of question I'm looking for right now. Thank you. As always, ask the question. Thank you, Mary. I love it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, look at this. Verses 4 through 11. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. God manifested his Spirit last night in us for the profit of everybody, the growth and the development. That word profit actually means profit, to be profitable. Isn't that something? I can tell that I got somebody listening. You're really struggling with me saying any word of profit, money, reward, blessing. Don't struggle with it. Why wouldn't our Father want to bless us? Why? That's old religion that gets offended when we say blessing. Don't live in that. I beg of you, don't live in that. Lift your hands and say, Father, bless me to be everything that you want me to be. There are diversity, verse 6, of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Watch. One is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. All of these gifts that we just saw, showed you right there, there's 9 of them. That happens as the Holy Spirit wants to use it. If you're willing, obedient, and you're submitted, and you're open, he'll use you. If you're gnarly and rebellious and can't be taught, he can't use you. Because he can't have any of us saying things that is not him under a thus saith the Lord. He can't do it. He won't do it. Because if you're going to do it, if you're going to speak it in your own flesh, he can't bless it. The manifestation of the Spirit comes as he, that's how it works. Now watch. Let's answer these questions. See if we can put them all into one statement. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know what book or chapter. Didn't Jesus say my kingdom is not here, it's in heaven? Yeah, somebody help us find that verse. And then somebody help us find the verse that says the kingdom is within. I think it's Luke. Might be Luke 17. Now watch. My understanding is that they all spoke. Wait, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Explain. All right. And then my understanding is that they all spoke and they could understand each other. Heaven language is not understood only by God. I don't understand. Here's how it works. When you and I say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pause for just a second. I got hair sticking up. It's bothering me. What we're saying to God is, what you want to do on this earth in my life, I want you to do. All right? Thy will be done on earth. Once you're born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, the kingdom has come on the inside of you. It's already here. So you don't have to keep praying, thy kingdom come. It's already in you. Kingdom is here. You can pray, Lord, help my family receive the kingdom. Help a laborer get to my family and help my family receive the kingdom. Because that's what has to happen. They're not going to find God until the seed of God's word gets planted in their heart, and they may not receive it from you. But you can stand in the gap and pray for that laborer to get to him. Now watch. So what we're asking is for God's kingdom to come. Well, once you're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, his kingdom's in it. That's how his kingdom comes. Now watch this. Thy will be done is you saying, I submit myself to your will in my life every day. If you got to listen to Sister Nancy Dufresne teaching on Sunday, she was talking about spending many days. I like that one plan she gave. She gave 3 weeks that God said God had to get her out of a relationship. And she took 3 weeks and set it aside and would read her Bible for an hour and then pray in tongues for an hour and then worship God for an hour and then repeat it over and over and over. Why? Because that's God's system. The Holy Spirit comes to confirm this word and to lift up Jesus, who's the living word. So if all you do is pray in tongues and never read the word, there's nothing for the Holy Spirit to confirm down inside of you. You got to have the word. But then once you speak the word, read the word, I recommend you read it right out loud, whether you read fast or slow. Now the Holy Spirit, as you're praying in the heavenly language, bam, that word comes alive, and this word comes alive, and answers come. Now watch. The gift of tongues, let's go through this again. That is, I will never be labor this. This will never be laborious to me. Because there's no telling who tonight this is the first time they're hearing it. Watch this. On the day of Pentecost, there were those who were worshiping God with this heavenly language. When it comes on you like that, I know people that have prayed for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, 6 hours like that. Because they've been seeking for so long that when it begins to manifest, your whole spirit, soul, and body just gets involved, and it just comes out like a flood. And I've heard lots of story of people of God saying, I finally, after a couple hours, said, well, sooner or later, I got to go talk to my family. And they can't be speaking this. They won't understand me. And yet I know other people that just say, no, let it go. And don't stop it till it stops. If it takes 6, 8, 10 hours, just let it go. And I agree with that. So on the day of Pentecost, there were those who were just worshiping God with it. Nobody understood that. But there was also those, remember, there was 120 of them in the upper room. There was also those who were speaking in that language. And as they went down the street, everybody from all those different nations began to hear them. They were speaking in tongues that nobody could understand. But the people's ears were opened to understand. I'll tell you a story. I don't have one of the stories that I remember in my life, in my ministry. But John Bevere tells the story of being in a big meeting somewhere at a big church. And for some reason this time, he decided to take some staff members with him and do the book table. And during the session when he's preaching and teaching, one of the ladies decided to come in and felt like she should go in and sit in the back pew and just sit in there and pray in the Holy Spirit while John was teaching. The whole time she's teaching, he's teaching, she's praying in the Holy Spirit. She just, I don't know, she felt like she should intercede, worship. She's just obeying what the Holy Spirit told her to do. When he's all done teaching and the congregation is dismissed, the man in front of her turns around and says, ma'am, it's so interesting that you know old world French. And she looked at him rather puzzled and said, well, sir, I don't know old world French. He said, well, yes, you do. That man would preach it in English, and you would say it in old world French. I just listened to you the whole service. She said, oh, that's tongues and interpretation. He was a Jew and was there that night saying, I wonder what this is all about. And when she said that, he gave his life to God right there on the spot, filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to pray in the language himself. Now, was she actually speaking old world French, or was his ears hearing it? Sometimes you don't know. It's like she said, well, I don't know old world French. But he heard her in old world French. Another story by Brother Jesse Duplantis. All right? I mean, Brother Jesse prays in the Holy Ghost anywhere he wants to, anytime he wants to, whenever he wants to, however long he wants to. He's not ashamed of it. And you shouldn't be. But he was in one of Brother Copeland's Believers Convention, I believe, in Hawaii. And after one of the sessions, as they were going up in the elevator opened, and he got in with the Japanese family, and he began to just speak in other tongues. And he said, their eyes got this big around. But they didn't say anything. And he said, I just was speaking in tongues, and was just glorifying God for the service, and they got off at their floor, and I went on up to my floor and got off. And the next day, he gets in the elevator, and here's the mom and dad, and there was a young lady there. And they said, Brother Jesse, thank you so much for that word that you gave us when we were in the elevator with you the other day. He's like, what? They're like, that word was perfect Japanese, and you spoke to our daughter and gave her a word that transformed her life. Well, he didn't even know what he said. He was speaking in his heavenly language. Where does the miracle happen? Who knows? Sometimes it may come out of his mouth. I have I know a man who was in a foreign nation, and I don't remember the circumstances, but something happened, and he began to speak in the heavenly language, and he was a Baptist. Not those who would normally flow like that, and flowed and ministered for quite a period of time to people out of that language, and immediately received the Holy Spirit, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to flow in his heavenly language. So it's not even that you have to be an experienced man of God in this for God to use you. Over and over again, the first time people begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, God has used them, and it's transformed many people's lives. So just remember, religion keeps saying, no, put God in a box where I can understand him. Don't let him do whatever he wants to do. He can only do it this way, this way, this way, and this way. Outside of that, that's not God. No, see what that is? That's the spirit of religion trying to limit what the Holy Spirit can actually be able to do. And every time you hear that voice, tell it to shut up. Yeah. God is going to be God. Now, he's not going to function outside of his word. But don't put God in a box. Don't put God in a box. I've seen God flow in a church meeting, in a big sanctuary. I've seen God flow in the front room of a house. I've seen God flow driving down the road, a couple brothers in a vehicle. I've seen the Holy Spirit come on people, and they fall out under the power, lay there shaking and quivering, and it's truly the power. I've seen it with my own eyes. I told you the story of the young lady that came up to just have us pray for her. And she just said, pray for me, Pastor. And I said, in the name of Jesus, raised my hand, said, in the name of Jesus. She literally flew up in the air. I'd moved the front couple pews because people falling out, you got to have room for them so nobody gets hurt. And she flew all the way from the altar back and banged her head on the first pew as she went down. The usher missed her. I'm like, thanks a lot, Chalmer. He's in heaven, though. He's laughing at me, telling the story. She's in heaven now. They're probably both laughing at me, telling the story. And she laid there for probably 5, 6, 7 minutes. Her boyfriend came up and sat by her. I'm like, just leave her alone. She's all right. Everything's okay. Everybody's all right. It's all good. Watch. Just let God touch her. And so she finally begins to come back. Don't try to put God in the box. Amen, Phyllis. Watch this. She started coming back. And this happened in a little church with about, I don't know, 18 people in it, guys. This wasn't a big meeting. It's just 18 of us. Maybe 10 or 12. Who knows? And, of course, her boyfriend's like, you all right? Everything okay? You banged your head? She goes, I didn't bang my head. He goes, yeah, you did. Look at your glasses. She's like, I ain't worried about them glasses. And I didn't bang my head. He goes, you banged your head. She said, I don't know about banging my head, but Chalmer, why did you throw water on me? And Chalmer's like, do you see a bucket here anywhere? I didn't throw no water on you. She goes, yes, you did. I felt the water go all over me. I'm like, well, check your shirt. She checks her shirt. She's like, it's not wet. I'm like, nobody threw any water on you. That was the rivers of living water coming upon you, and now it's going to flow out of you. And she's like, oh, hallelujah. And her boyfriend's like, is your head okay? She's like, would you just leave my head alone? The little 8-year-old girl that comes up, never been in church in her whole life, said, I want to talk like you. You got to be born again, all right? Come into my life. Since she said Jesus, she got a smile that went over both ears. Jesus came into her life. She said, I still want to talk like you. I said, all right, well, say this, Holy Spirit. And, of course, I'm going to say, fill me, give me the heavenly language. She said, Holy Spirit, shuka, 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 and off she went. It was the only service I ever saw her in. One time in church, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in the heavenly language, 8 years old. Don't put God in a box. And don't tell him he can't do what he wants to do. Don't walk around saying, I can't pray in tongues. There's something wrong. Don't say that. Say that I might know him, Holy Spirit, begin to flow through my lips. I will not resist you. I will not hold back from receiving you. Just say, Holy Spirit, flow through my lips. Holy Spirit, flow through me. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Now, let me make sure I say this. I don't want anybody, nobody that listens to me, to feel any condemnation that you're not there yet. At all, zero. Well, Rebecca, you know, some people are just, you know, some people are just wild and crazy. And you're such a rebellious, you're such a outspoken individual. It's just what's happening, Rebecca. Just come back and say hi to us. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I really want this. Well, the way for you to receive it is to get yourself focused in the Word of God, because the only way it's going to happen is you know what this Word says. The Holy Spirit confirms the Word. So, all of you that are partners here in COF, help us do this every night. In the Read the Word Messenger thread, I put the videos or the audios of reading the verses about praying in the Holy Spirit. Go in there and listen to them. Listen to number one. Listen to number two. Go back and listen to number one. Listen to number two. I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as I got connected to a group of people that understood this, I went and got a tape that I could play over and over and over and over and over of somebody explaining this so that I could come to an understanding. And so, I don't know. Who knows how many times I listened to that tape? I probably wore it out over and over and over. What was I doing? I was getting the word down in my heart. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Just stay there. Just stay focused. Don't let yourself be moved off of it. And one by one, you guys will come on here and testify and say, wow, I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, unhindered. Every day, wake up, Holy Spirit, fill me. Well, I'd say you're kind of rebellious. If he does, fix it. Be willing and obedient. If he tells you to stop doing or saying something, stop. This is the most amazing gift you're ever going to receive. And my statement, why I keep saying it, is in these last days, you got to have it. If you didn't see the news today, Russia actually shot a missile at Israel last night. Russia actually shot a missile at Israel. They say Iran will have weapons-grade plutonium, or whatever it is, in 7 days. We've got to reach absolutely everybody we can reach right now. Everybody. And you got to say, Holy Spirit, I want that river of living water to flow up out of me like never before. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow in my life. And it gives you the ability to pray for your family members and your loved ones and yourself. And that heavenly language that's just straight between you and God that gives you those answers that you really need. And I encourage you. I never condemn you. I'll never belittle you. I'll never treat you like less than a Christian. You're not. You're just growing from where you are to there. But the way you're going to do it is you got to get this. You got to get the Word of God on the inside of you, because it's the only thing the Holy Spirit can confirm is His Word. And I made it simple by recording two audios, 26 minutes of verses on the Holy Spirit, and listen to Him, and listen to Him, and listen to Him, and listen to Him. You have to have it. You've got to have it. But there's no condemnation between the point of you saying, wait, I want this, and then it beginning to flow out of you. There's no condemnation. If you guys remember, it took me 8 years. From the moment I was filled with the Holy Spirit, it was 8 years later when I actually began praying in the Spirit. But I wasn't seeking it diligently. Once I began to seek it diligently, but I didn't get off of it. There was no other focus in my life. I want this gift in my life. And that probably took me a month. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe might not 3 weeks, 4 weeks, month and a half. And I made those audios. It's in the Hear the Word messenger thread. I made those audios on purpose so that you have the ability to hear those words read by your pastor of the verses about the Holy Spirit. Listen to them over and over and over. If you listen to them 5 times in one day, that's not too many. That's just not too many. It's what it takes to get this word in here, flowing out of here. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. As he spoke about the Holy Spirit. Well, you're already filled with the Holy Spirit. Only thing that's in the way is the mind. So you got to get the mind renewed to the Word of God. I think I've said it about every way I can say it. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful Word. Thank you. 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 We worship you. We honor you. We adore you, Jesus. And our hearts are filled with adoration and praise for you because of the beauty of your holiness that lives inside of us. Thank you for the righteousness of God that's in Christ Jesus that fills us and makes us pure, holy vessels. Pure and holy vessels so that we can walk with you. Thank you. We receive it, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Say it with me. Say, flow, Holy Spirit. May the rivers of living water flow out of my innermost being and my heavenly prayer language just come to me automatically. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Let's receive our communion elements together. I had forgotten them again, but thank God that man was prophesying for a long time, because it gave me the ability to go get my communion elements. It's just what Sister Leanne does, and I miss her. That's all. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John 4:17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, maybe you've never been born again. I know that on a regular basis, by the Holy Spirit of God, that there's people here that aren't born again. And in order to receive the communion elements, you've got to be a part of the kingdom, which is you got to receive Jesus into your life. He needs to be your Lord, be your Savior, be your Redeemer. And of course, I'm going to lead you in a prayer that will get you established in all of that. And you'll be able to, you will literally experience it on the inside of your life. And so I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Those of you that are online, pray it with me. Some of you want to come over into Zoom and pray it with me out loud. That'd be cool too. And in 60 seconds, you're going to be right with God, whether you're born again, whether you've never been born again. And maybe you're coming back to God. This prayer works. And if you're just a believer, if you are a believer filled with the Holy Spirit, then receive this also. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. You say, according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now. All of your love, thank you, Father. All of your mercy, thank you, Father. All of your grace, all of your righteousness, part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. You just are now blessed and you're in the kingdom. You might be like, wow, Pastor, I don't even really think I know what I just did. I know. But we know what you just did. And so we led you into prayer to get you right in the place where you got to go. From zero to wide open in God in a matter of a couple weeks. That's what this is all about. And so, well, this is what happened. Jesus, the light of the world, just came and filled your life. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came and filled your life. Light and faith just came into you because you received him. By faith, by grace, are you saved through faith? Simply believing that I'm leading you in the right prayer has led you into this. You said all of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, and all of your righteousness. Jesus just filled you with his righteousness that obliterates the sin of your life, and now you can deal with the sin in your life with his righteousness, not yours. Yours, you don't have righteousness. Our nature isn't righteous. But you were just born again and made a new creation in Christ Jesus by the blood of the Lamb. And now, you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of this is happening right now. And now, we're getting ready to pray the prayer over the communion elements. You're going to receive his broken body. You're going to receive healing in your body. You're going to receive his blood, the complete and total washing. Your life just changed forever right now. Now, what's your place is to walk with God every day. I've got lots of videos that I want you to come and enjoy and be a part of. Send me an email. Say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. I want to walk with God. And I will send you some videos, a little at a time, help you be established in the things of God. And that's what this whole program is about. Tonight, we talked about the gift of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, as people call it. It's not weird. It's not strange. It's the most amazing thing in God you're probably ever going to see, because you get to communicate with heaven in a language you don't understand, and yet it fills you with understanding. It's called faith, and it works in Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Get you some bread and water. Get you some grape juice. Bread. Let's receive the communion elements together. You might be like, yeah, but Pastor, I'm not even in the kingdom for a long time. I know you don't have to be in the kingdom for a long time. All you got to do is just be in the kingdom. Why did that guy start talking all of a sudden? Here we go. Hold up your elements and pray this prayer with me. I bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you. Any of you that want to come and speak this with me, you can. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and my emotions, nothing missing, nothing broken. Keep saying it. It's a prayer. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community, which I'm now a part of, and right here in this community of faith, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you are set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. I thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. Thank you, Lord. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, just keep saying, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over my life and cannot be on me like a destruction. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. I will always be the glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. The Bible says they sang a hymn and went out. So let's sing our hymn we've been singing. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, because you first loved me. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, for those of you that this is new to you, seriously, send me an email. I don't spam you. If you're a female and you don't want to text me, we'll give you the email for my wife. You can email her and we will get you the information so you can grow and develop in God. That's what this is all about. And this might all be new to you, but give us about 6 weeks and it won't be new. You'll be just functioning and flowing, and the blessing of God will be in your life in Jesus' name. Now, if you say, Pastor, I want those audios too, not sure how to get them to you yet. If you're a part of our program and going to be a part of our program, we can get you connected to our thread where it's Read the Word thread, where you could actually get the audios. Not quite sure how to do it. I think I may have made a YouTube video of it. We'll have to see. But we'll get them for you. But please contact me. And if you don't hear back from me, it didn't get to me. I don't care how much you trust your email or your text or your messenger, and you say, well, I sent it to you, but you didn't answer me. No, if you sent it to me, I'm going to answer you. And that's just how it is, because I love everybody that's here. And I only have one place in everybody's life, and that's to help you walk with God unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Never will condemn you. Never will belittle you. All I will ever do is help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. Till we see you again, you can, that video I put in the thread, I'm going to make it available for you, so I'm just going to keep putting it in there. Just keep listening to it. There's so much anointing on that word that I just spoke by the Holy Spirit last night. Just turn it on and let it play. Let it play while you're taking your shower. Let it play while you're doing the dishes. Let it play while you're fixing your supper. Why? Because there's a serious anointing of the Holy Spirit in there, and it'll just begin to flow in your life in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm believing for every single one of you to be able to have your heavenly prayer language and flow in it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Well, that's it. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. Wait a minute. That's not it. We have to read our closing doxology. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Jude 24 and 25. No, let's read all the way from chapter verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. There you go. That's why you want it. You build yourself up in your most holy faith, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation. On some having compassion, making a distinction. Others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Unto him, Jesus, who is able to keep you from stumbling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. You going to come say hi? Love, come say hi. Just at least say hi, hi.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm a little wind blown, but hi.
Just stay here.
So good to see you. Hi, our Phyllis and Mary. Yellow Bell Taxi.
Yep. Sunday Geyser.
Sunday, hi, Sunday.
Rebecca has been so rebellious putting in verses, they took her comments away.
Really?
Well, this is what we say. Remember
I'm
this.
I'm going to say shame on you.
No, that's right. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God
loves
you.
And Jesus is Lord. Oh, my goodness. Look at me.
Just,
love
it's
you
the
guys.
Wind. It's the wind. It's North Dakota wind. They all know the look. Till we see you again, may God richly bless your lives and your families. In Jesus' mighty name.
Sleep of the righteous is blessed. I'm not done. I'm not going to go on without this. To every one of you who gave of your time, your talent, and your treasure tonight, I declare, according to Mark 10, 29 and 30, hundredfold return is now yours. Lift your hands and say, Jesus, I receive the hundredfold return that belongs to me for helping this work go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, right here, right now, so I can use it, put it in this kingdom, and preach this gospel till the day you come. I don't want a penny of my stuff in heaven. I want it down on this earth where we can use it to preach this gospel in Jesus' mighty name. Howdy, howdy to you, Sister Leanne. Glad you made it home. Sister Phyllis said you're so beautiful. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, got to run. See you
soon.
Thank
you for your grace. I love you guys.
Here we go. Now I'm done. See you tomorrow. God bless you, YouTube. Thanks for being there. For all of you that are on Blog Talk Radio around the world, I say this. May God richly bless you, keep you, make his face to shine upon you seriously. However we can help you around the world, it doesn't matter. You might think it's a crazy thing, but if you got an idea, call, text me, and or email me and say, Pastor, what do you think about this? And I'll let you know if it's something I think we can do. And if not, we'll all go to prayer and say, God, make it happen. And as soon as he makes it happen, we'll make it happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. See you soon.